So why make him a Lava Malka? So the Kamarna, he writes that David HaMelech, he said about himself, he said about his Suda, Sa'adeini ve'ilasheya. This is a Lashon in Tehillim. Sa'adeini means Hashem help me, ve'ilasheya, and I will be saved. But the way that the Tzaddikim touch this word, Sa'adeini, is from the word Suda. And David HaMelech is saying, Sa'adeini ve'ilasheya. Those who partake in my Suda, Vivasheya. Then I will bring the Yeshuas. In this Sefer in Simin Yuglam and Gimel, he writes, so everybody likes, if anybody likes skulas, this is your time. Se'udazu mesugelas ma'od lahatzlacha b'chomai si'adav. And of course there's footnotes over here, giving sources for all these things. L'parnasa tova, avichas yamim, l'hipaki b'zerah shel kayama, L'nashim shleis kashu b'leidasan, especially the Noam Elimelech said about the Suda for women in childbirth. They shouldn't have any struggles, that this was very mesugel for them. Fufu shleima, tikkun habris. L'hinatzel mikfira, the stories about kfira, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and michibat hakever. So in terms of getting together as a chevra, so it says here, the Kamana writes, Yizharu ha-chasidim kishayoshvim yachad v'su'udas malav ha-malka v'chadayme. He said, the chasidim should be very careful, should be very nizar in having malav ha-malka together. She'ein davar gadol ba'olam kamo su'udas mitzvah. There's nothing greater than a su'udas mitzvah kishayoshvim yachad achim v'reim. When chaverim come together, shu moyo lahar bein yonim. It brings us to so many good things. L'hiskashra sa'ahava. L'hachna, to humility, l'amshachas ha-parnasa, l'chol toiv sheba'olam, all good things, all good things. U'bilvad b'lev emes u'vishmiras pihem. But as long as they're careful to have a lev emes and to watch what they're saying, chalila, l'mibli l'dam b'shum davar g'nai l'shum bar Yisrael, not to come together to speak l'shun hara, chalila. El tovos v'shavach ha-tzadikim. To speak about tzadikim, and then he goes on, I'm skipping a little bit. Ki shulchan hu davar gadol ka davar kadosh. Because coming to a shulchan is something which is very special. Uvavad sheyihu olav dvarim kadoshim, that we should say holy things. And not to be matami the shulchan al melech. V'yeshvu b'simcha. And they should sit b'simcha. He quotes here from the Sefer Avodas Yisachar, something which relates to this week's parasha. Parasha's told us. The pasuk says, "Hevi eli tzayid." The Yitzchak says to Esav, "Bring me tzayid, fetch me some food to eat." So he writes, "Hina yaduo mefursam l'chol ba'y chatzus beis hatzadikim." It's very well known. Ki zois ha'is hakavanas Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. L'his asif yachad shifte Yisrael b'sudas mereyim, to come together and to eat together. B'shal shudis u'malav amalka and sudas b'sh chodesh and siyum asechta v'chadayme. And then he writes, the Baal Shem Tov lo haya harishon l'tikanahu. The Baal Shem Tov wasn't the first one to institute this, although he would very much push this. It was what was always kept in Klai Yisrael. This was the minhag in Klai Yisrael going back thousands of years, except it was forgotten over the doros. And the Baal Shem Tov came along and he reestablished it. When Yitzchak Avinu, when he looked throughout the doors with his Ruach HaKodesh, and he saw, ki yavo v'yagia eis chashchas, there's going to be dark times in Klai Yisrael. Asher lo yihye lehem oz la'adas b'nei Yisrael, shum dover l'hoshiv na'ashtam l'chazik eslibo. That there would be nothing that we would have to be able to strengthen ourselves and to mechazik ourselves. Pakar v'omar, so he told them, heveya li tzayid. This is the message. Heveya li tzayid va'asei li metamim. Bring me what to eat. Hiskin lahem bazeh, this was a tziva that Yitzchak was saying, she is achtu v'yischabu yachad reim ahuvim besudas mereim, to come together as a chevra. U'bazeh yihye lahem tkuma be'is hazois v'tal di'arucha k'mayma ha'kasev he asu v'yagida lachem. The Yaakov Avinu, that as he's dying, he tells his children, when they ask him, what's going to be with the cates? What's going to be with the cates? And he says, he asu v'yagida lachem. And as the Mefarshim point out, that Yaakov never told his children when the Kates would be. All he told them was, and come together and I will tell you what will happen at the end of days. And really what he's alluding to here, and this is the message of Malav HaMalka, is at the end of days, Acheres HaYamim is a very low time for Klai Yisrael. We all know the state that Klai Yisrael is in these times. And here Yaakov Avinu was telling them, if you want to know something about the case, about Acheres HaYamim, the Eitza is, hey, Osfu. Get together. Gather together. Like coming together, this is going to be how we stand strong against the tides of hypocrisy, of zinus, and all the terrible inyanim in the world today. The koyach of hi'asfu. And Yaakov Avinu told him this at his deathbed, because Yaakov, as we know, is the inyan of Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that Yaakov is the secret of Shabbos Kodesh. And so therefore, the petira of Yaakov Avinu means the going away of Shabbos. And at that moment that Yaakov is dying, when Shabbos is going away, he tells his children, hey, Asu, get together. You have to band together, because when Shabbos is shining bright and the Oiris are there, so then the Oir of Shabbos is what's keeping us going. But as soon as Shabbos goes away and we fall into this very dark place, and we know that Motzei Shabbos is a time where very dark things are happening in the streets. Because as soon as the Kedusha goes away, so then all the Chayos Ros and all the terrible Nyanim come out to play. And so therefore what we need to do at this time of Choshech, the Eitza is from the Tzadikim, is that when the Or isn't Nisgale, so that's when we band together. We come together and we're Mechazik ourselves. When the Or of Yaakov and the Or of Shabbos goes away, so the Eitza is when there's no Or, is that Yidin come together and they make Or. When Yidin come together. The Arizal writes that we know that there are three Neshama Yaseiras which we are Mekabel throughout the course of Shabbos. One is a Nefesh Yaseira, one is a Ruach Yaseira, and one is a Neshama Yaseira. And in the same way that we're Mekabel these three extra Neshamas over the course of Shabbos Kodesh, so the same thing is true when Shabbos leaves, that these three parts of the Neshama go away as well. But it all doesn't go away at once, says the Arizal. It goes away gradually. The Neshama Yesera, which is the highest part, goes away on Motzei Shabbos. The Ruach Yesera goes away on Monday. And the Nefesh Yesera goes away on Tuesday. But this is the time that the Neshama Yesera goes away, which is why we have the Besamim. And we say about this Vaya of the Nefesh, woe to us that we lose this Neshama of Shabbos. But in that state of mourning over the loss of the Neshama Yaseira, so we come together not just as a way of being Mechazik ourselves, but it's painful when the Neshama Yaseira goes away. It should be very hard for us to see Shabbos go. So the Ari writes, Ha'ara Sudazu hu kididalabas bechines, chaya himisalakas mi'an Nefesh besudazu. This Suda is a way of accompanying out the Neshama Yaseira with this Suda. And it doesn't leave until one is Mekayim, the Inyan of the Seuda Motzei Shabbos, Malav HaMalka. So Al-Pi Kabbalah, this is a strict Inyan, although it's not so Al-Pi Halacha, says the Ari, one should not be Osek in Malacha. Not even be Osek in Devei Torah, Ad Acher Seudas Motzei Shabbos, until one is Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Seudas Malav HaMalka. Because the Or of Shabbos is still shining very bright. Amna Metzia Seuda Zu, and the whole point of this Seuda is Lahamshech or Choser, is to be Mamshech, the light of Shabbos, the Chos Seudas of Shabbos, that all the Seudas of Shabbos, V'yishar Ayyadei came Bracha B'chol Seuda Bacha, to bring Bracha into the home, that all the Seudas, we should have Seudas during the course of this week, we should have what to eat, we should have Parnasa B'Revach. Ki Bechina Achila Zu, this Achila, is Lahahir B'chol Achilas HaShavua Mikdushas HaShabbos. It's to bring the light and the Kedusha of Shabbos into all of our achilas during the week. That they should be healthy in the Gashmias and in the Ruchnias. As the Sfar Makdoshim tell us, that Malava Malka is a transition, which allows us to go from the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week by making like a safe landing into the week. And to bring all the brachas of Shabbos, this is the channel which brings everything in. We saw the Seudas of Shabbos, the Gashmias of the week. The channel for that is through Seudas Malava Malka. So we'll share more a little bit momentarily about Seudas Malava Malka. There's so much to say, I don't even know how to begin or how to end. But as we said, we'll break things up over the course of these coming weeks. But it's something which is a davar nifla to get into. It's really one of these hidden treasures that Klal Yisrael has, Malava Malka, and it has such a beautiful time. Not just when Chavah gets together is it very sweet, but especially by Seudas Malava Malka, there's something which is so zis. Something which is so special about this. Even Rav Amiger was so. The expressions which he had about how he wishes he could participate. And he will make appearances in Mitzvah Hashem, but there's something which is very zis to those who have been involved in Malava Malka. I'll just tell you personally that when I was first learning to learn about learning Torah and learning about Chassidus even. So this was something which I was makabel upon myself to take very seriously. This Indian was Seudas Malava Malka. No, the whole thing just spoke to me. I can't explain it. It's just probably a neshama deka inyan. So now Hashem has I didn't ask for this, but Hashem brought an opportunity to be machazik the oilam and something which I've been very nizer in for a number of years now. Not that I know. There was a tkufa where even in this neighborhood we were getting together 5-6 guys. We had Malava Malka together and we sang together, and it was really one of the highlights of the week. So Hashem should give us a siyata d'shamayah to learn how to do this. There's really a whole seder, like any suit of Shabbos, with an askinu sudasa and zmiris to sing, but it will take time, so we'll do la'at la'at. But the first thing that we can do is we take a look at the seder, whether you have Ashkenaz or Sfard, it's both here. There's an askinu sudasa to say for this suuda. This is the suuda of David Malka Mashicha. And the way that it is that this askinu sudasa, so we say David Melech Yisrael Chavakayim and Sivet of Malzata, we say this 3 times. Whereas by the other suudas of Shabbos, we say it once. Here we'll say it 3 times, and then we'll sing a Mizmor LeDavid. And then we're not going to do all the Zemiris now, but over the course of time, maybe we'll teach one Zemir at a time, and we'll become accustomed to the whole Seder in Mitzvah Hashem, Siyata D'Shma. I'll just point out parenthetically that this week, we're going to do something different in Mitzvah Hashem next week. There's an inyan to say on Motzei Shabbos, V'yitin Lecha. The Ramah brings it down to say V'yitin Lecha Elokim. The Sadigay Rebbe said that for those who don't say V'yitinucha, I don't know where you get your parnasa from throughout the week. That's what he said about it. I don't know where you get your parnasa from. So probably there are those who said it. It's a very long tefillah, so we're not going to do it now out of respect for those who may have said it already because it's very long. You could say it privately, or you don't say it if you choose to say so. But in the future, Mitzvah Hashem, in the coming weeks, maybe we'll begin with V'yitinucha. To say it as a tzibur is a very chashav inyan. That's what he said. To say dafka, you're supposed to say with 2 people because you're supposed to say v'yitin lecha, and the other one says also v'yitin lecha. You're each giving yourselves, you're giving the next one a bracha that Hashem should give you what you need for the week. So we'll pass on v'yitin lecha for this week, and next week we can begin with v'yitin lecha. But for now, we'll just say, we won't sing, we'll say askinu sudasa 3 times. That's what the Velt says. If you say a story about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh as a Rishoner, it's mesugel for parnasa. And if you say a story about Rav Zusha or about Rav Eli Melech, it's skula for Yerushalayim. Or the other one, it's a skula for Banim. The visioner said that I say, lav davka from these tzaddikim, and lav davka motzei Shabbos, and lav davka for these things. Which means to say, whatever you speak about tzaddikim, no matter what you say about them, it's good for all things. The visioner was very much into telling stories about tzaddikim, the Rishoner. The Vichaim said about the Rishoner and about another tzaddik, we'll mention his name momentarily, his yahrzeit is this week, we're going to speak about him a little bit. The Rishoner said about the tzaddikim, he says that all the tzaddikim were zeichet to godless through the koyach of Torah. It wasn't a tzaddik who wasn't zeichet to greatness without amelis and Torah and learning Torah lishma, except for 2 tzaddikim. One of them was the Rishoner, and the other one was Ritzvi Hirsch from Rimanov. probably many of you haven't even heard of a Tzvi Hirsch from Rivenna. He says that they were zeichet to the madrigas because they took an axe and they went to the door in Shemayim and they started hitting it with an axe. That's what he said. And they were, all the tzaddikim were machni themselves to the visionary in his time. And also to Tzvi Hirsch Mimonov. They were completely machni themselves to these two tzaddikim. In their times, undisputed gedol yadar. The Shem Ma'is about the visionary from this week's parsha. It's makubal in some groups of the Hasidim to share this ma'isa when a woman is going through labor and she's having a hard time. It once happened that Rabbi Mordechai Chenobler and the visioner, they came to a certain place together. And there was a request which came from a certain yid that they should be mespalel, they should make a pidyon, some type of a yeshua for a woman who was going through a very difficult labor. So each tzaddik was saying, oh, you be poyda. And I said, no, you be poyda. So they were going back and forth. Each one was trying to give cover to the other tzaddik to be poyal yeshua for this lady. So the visioner opened up his mouth and he said the following thing. This is mamish mind-blowing. He says, once in the city of Rome, there was a group of very chashuva of priests. And they had an academy, and it was a very prestigious academy, and a very chashuva institution. And there was a certain woman there. She was very, very frum, and she wanted very much to be part of this society. And of course, they didn't allow women to be there. The priests, of course, wouldn't allow such a thing. So she was very sly, and she dressed up as a man. Dressed up as a man. And she found her way into this chevra of priests. And she was in the academy, and she was very good in her studies, and she went all the way, all the miles. And then, pump, the head of the entire institution passed away, and they were, all the G'dayli HaTlamidim there were looking for their replacement, and they decided on this girl, this guy, this girl, to be the replacement for the head of the institution. It says here in brackets, the papis. Pei Aleph, Pei Yud Shin. Now, of course, like many of these women, she was Mina Efes, meaning she was amongst men the whole time. So she was Mina Efes with one of the men there. And she was, she was pregnant, and the days were turning into weeks and into months, and she wore a very, big coat for herself, so nobody should see that she was pregnant. Remember, the visionary is telling the story, not me. So there was a big assembly which took place once a year, that the head would give a big drasha in front of everybody. So she was going to give the drasha. So she gets up there, and as she's about to speak, and she goes into labor. And she goes into labor, and everybody's going crazy. There's a big rash amongst all the people there. And they can't believe that this is happening. And they get all upset at her. How could this be? How could this be? And so after that, they made a takana that we can't let anybody come into this chevra unless we check first that they're not women. All of a sudden, the guy comes running and says, mazel tov, yeah, the baby was born. That was the knife. So of course, the Chernobyler was like, turns and he says, how did you do that? He says, how would you able with a maisa like that? You were able to be poida. So the visionary says, So how are you poida? How do you make yeshuas from people? He says, I'll tell you what I do. He says, there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, and there's 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael. So I use my ruach hakodesh and I look at the letters and I go and make a tweak in the letters to make it happen. So that's how I bring yeshuas. So the visionary says, I don't have time for that. That takes too long. If you're going to start doing that, then it's going to take a long time. That's not my mahalach. Plus, he says, not everybody can be poil yeshuas like you can by looking at their neshamas. All I know is that when I tell this story, yeshuas happen, and any yid could tell this story, and yeshuas can happen. That's what he said. I don't have any perish in this. This is what the tzaddikim is, but kubel by the tzaddikim. to say over the ma'isa. I mean, you can't just say the ma'isa of the woman. You have to say the ma'isa with the Rishner and the Mordechai Chernobyler. You have to do the whole thing. You have to mention the tzaddikim, otherwise you're just telling weird stories. So the Maggid from Chernobyl said to the Rishner, where do you get this thing from? Where did you get the idea that you could be poi Yeshuas by telling over ma'isa tzaddikim? Where did you get this from? So he says, I learned it from Parshas Chayisara. He says, Eliezer, Eved Avram, was sitting at the table, and the Torah says, Vayusam lefan of lechol, that they put food in front of him to eat. So Chazal says, Vayusam is a lashon sam hamavis, that they poisoned his food. So Eliezer sniffed it out, and he knew that it was poison. He saw that there were dinim on the meichel. If you want to speak Chassidish, there were dinim on the meichel. So that's why Eliezer said, Loi oichal adin dibarati devarai, I'm not going to eat anything until I talk first. And what did he do? He gave a whole schmooze about what happened by the well with him and Rivka. I told the whole ma'isa. Didn't he? He just told the whole ma'isa. But since he told the ma'isa about Rivka the tzaddik, and he told ma'isa tzaddik, I mean, it just seems like it was a pasha na ma'isa. Nothing going on. It was about a girl who came to the thing and, you know, to the well. It's just like a story of like this. It's very similar to this. It says, that's why I saw. I learned from there that you could be Paul Yeshua's. From Eliezer, Eved Avraham. The Shashiva of Gate said, Zatzal, he told over that once when he was Baranovich, he saw Rav Moshe Midner, who was one of the great Slonim Chassidim. He was sitting with the Bachrim on Motzei Shabbos and he was telling stories of Tzaddikim. And he thought this was very weird, you know, I'm sure the Rosh Hashiva of Gate said, or most Rosh Hashivas would think that's unusual. And he thought it was Bittul Torah. So he went, he says, I'm going to go tell the Rebbe, who was the Beis Avram, the Slonim Rebbe. So he said, he came in and he says, this is what your Talmud is doing. He's teaching over Sipuri Tzaddikim on Motzei Shabbos. Hayitachin kazos, a chevre shlema, a bachrim. They're sitting together telling stories on a Motzei Shabbos, Bittul Torah. So the Rebbe heard this and he said, yeah. He says, yeah. And he quoted the Rashi in this week's parasha. Rashi says, yafe sichasan shal avdei avos. That the sichas, that the talk about the avdei avos, the stories about Eliezer, the stories about Tzaddikim, is better than the Torah of the Banim. There's a Maidlan Sipuri Tzaddikim that it's even more, it can be even more to tell stories of Tzaddikim than to learn the Torah of the Banim. To learn the Torah of the Banim. And in the Gates of Rashiva said he heard that and he had nothing to say. He was silent after that. And that's exactly what the Rishner told the Mordechai Chernobyler. He says, after he concluded and he said this in with Eliezer Avram, he says, and this is what Rashi says, Yafe sichasam shal avdei avos mitarasam shal banim. Yafe ha-yeshua shapal eved Eliezer ayidi ha-sicha shal sipur e-maisa. That through the sipur, that the maisa that he told over, that was a bigger yeshua than he would have could have been poil to the Torah itself. That's what he said. We'll sing an Ingin in a minute. Maybe we'll teach. Maybe some of you know the Breslover of Motzei Yom Menucha. And we'll teach that Ingin, and then we'll sing a little bit more and tell another story. Maybe share a Torah. No Motzei Yom Menucha. If not, you'll learn it very quickly. It should be the first Zemer after Mizmor LeDavid in both the Sidurim. Yeah. If anybody knows, sing along, and then if not, you'll pick it up very quickly. Yeah, that's the nigga. Yeah, that's kind of the nigga. Yeah, that's kind of the nigga.
Yes, Kaduna has an album called
There's, I just want to show one other mice here. I'll share a Torah. It's something very short, just a quick Torah. You know that the whole Yeshua of Yitzhak and Rivka came about through Tefillah. That Eliezer came to the well and he was mispalel. We should find the right shidduch for Yitzhak. And as soon as he came back and he saw that Yitzhak was davening, and that's the tefillah that Yitzhak was mispalel, from which we're mesakein tefillas mincha every single day. And of course, as the Sfarim point out, he was davening for Yeshua, he was davening for shidduch. And as soon as he opened up his eyes and he finished davening mincha, there she was. That's why the tzaddikim point out that although every tefillah is answered, but tefillas mincha has a special koyach to be answered right away. And it's the hardest davening throughout the day to concentrate on because it's in the middle of the workday and there's not a lot of yishuv hadas. But if a person could be machazik mamad and to daven, and again, davening, there's two components of davening. Allow me just to throw this in. There's the kavanah of davening, and there's also the inyan of davening of not allowing any foreign thoughts to come into the davening. More important, perhaps, than being machavin the Peir Shamilos is the dedication and the commitment from the beginning that this is going to be a very pure and clean davening, which means that even if I don't understand what the words mean and I don't have the strength to be able to do both, to push out all foreign thoughts from the davening and to also concentrate on what the words mean, according to many tzaddikim, perhaps the most, it's more of an ikkar that a person should focus his attentions on having a very pure and tohar tefillah without any foreign thoughts as much as possible from beginning to end, then actually on concentrating on what the words mean and having things mix in as well. Something to keep in mind. That these are two independent, although they come together, of course, parts of tefillah. The Sfarim HaKadoshim point out, Yitzchak Rivka is gematria tefillah. Yitzchak and Rivka represent, because they came together through the koyach tefillah, they represent tefillah. Really, the beginning of the parasha is something different. The Zohar Kodesh says, "Vatamas Sarah b'Kiryas Arba," that Sarah died in Kiryas Arba. Says the Zohar, the word Kiryas comes from the word Kriyas, which means to say. And the Zohar says, Kiryas Arba is Kriyas Shema. Because Shema we say four times a day. We'll say Shema twice in the morning by Shacharis, one in Korbanos, and one, of course, the main time. And we'll say again Shema two times at night, one by Maariv, and another time also by Kriyas Shema Lamita. That's called Arba. So it says the Zohar, Kiryas Arba is a remez to Kriyas Shema. And Vatama Sarah B'Kiryas Arba means, we can just add a little bit, that Sarah died with the inyan of Kriyas Shema. Like every Jew aspires, hopefully, that their Misa should be Mitaych Kriyas Shema. That the last words on a Jew's mouth is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Sarah, who is the first of the Avos and the Imos to pass away, she leaves behind a legacy. A legacy of Vatama Sarah B'Kiryas Arba. That when a Jew passes away, the last thing on the lips is that the Miyached Mekadesh Shemai, Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, some tzaddikim learn, I believe the Kajnus or Magid learns this way. The Chazal say that when Sarah heard that Yitzhak was on the altar, that he was on the Mizbeach and he was about to die, so Rashi says, according to Chazal, Parcha Nishmasa, that she died. And there are many different versions in Chazal as to what happened, the news which she heard, that the Satan came and told her that the knife is on his throat and she had a heart attack. That's the simple understanding. But says the Kajnus HaMagid, that's not true. That when Sarah heard that Yitzhak was on the Mizbeach, and she heard about that, and she heard that he was be giving up his life al Kiddush Hashem. She says, I also want to be Mishtatif in this Ma'is of Kiddush Hashem like this, which will go down in history forever. And she said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and she herself went up together with Yitzhak because she wanted to participate in this greatest Kiddush Hashem which ever took place, which is called the Akedah. You see how a tzaddik learns a Torah. See how a tzaddik learns a medrash like that. But that's called Vatama Sar B'Kiryas Arba. But she died al Kiddush Hashem. And that's Marum is to the sinyan of Kriyat Shema, that when Avram is being Kona, the Maris HaMachpelah, from Ephraim, it says, Vayishma Avraham, le'Ephraim. Vayishma Avraham, that there's an inyan of Shema Yisrael here. That's called Vayishma Avraham. That Avram said Kriyat Shema, and through the Kleich of Kriyat Shema, he was poed to the Maris HaMachpelah from the hands of Ephraim. Incidentally, my Rebbe quotes this frequently, if you take the word Avraham, and here you'll see it flows from Torah, if you take the word Avraham, and you make a milui out of Avraham, right? And it means that you spell it out. Aleph of Avraham is Aleph Lamed Pei. Right? That's 111, right? And then you do the same thing with Beis. Beis Yud Tav, that spells a Beis, 412. And then a Resh, Resh Yud Shin, 510. And then a Hey, either it could be Hey Hey, Hey Yud, or Hey Aleph. There's three different ways to write a Hey. And then Mem Mem. You spell out Avraham. That's called Avraham B'miluo. It's Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's the secret here in this week's parasha, Vayishma Avram. Vayishma Avram means that Avram was Megale, everything about himself. What that tells us, Avram was the one who was Mefarsim to the whole world, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He was Memale the world with Shema Yisrael. And taught Hashem's Achdus. Echad Hay Avram. What we see, therefore, from the beginning of the parasha, is that there's an inyan of Kriyishma. So, because when you look at the two parts of the parsha, there's only two parts. There's the beginning part of the parsha, which is the inyan of buying Maris HaMachpelah, and then after that we have the whole sugya of Yitzhak and Eliezer and Rivka, which seem to be, they have no shaykhis to each other. But al pi zeh, you could say that they have very good shaykhis to each other. Because since the beginning of the parsha deals with Kriyat Shema, and the second half of the parsha deals with Tefillah, which is Shmona Esrei, so we know there's a halacha in the Gemara of being soymech gula l'tfila, that whenever there's a Kriya Shema, you have to put tfila right next to it as well. That's being soymech gula l'tfila. It turns out very nice, because in the Zayar HaKadosh, in this week's parasha, Parashas Chayisara, the Zayar writes, Kevin to Allah l'gabi malka ilah. When we're coming up, when the malchus is coming up, but there's a whole inyan in davening that you have to be ma'al the malka, which is what we're doing now, ma'alav malka, being ma'al the malka. If ihu asir l'kabalala, and it becomes time to receive her, k'dein anan kaimin and kabi malka ilah, we're standing in front of this malchus, the hakidein dechur is chaber benitpo, that's when the zachar and the nekiba join together, ubegin kach lo yafsik ben ge'ulu l'tvila. I mean, it's a rarity to find anywhere in the Zayar Kodesh that it speaks about not being mafsek b'gula l'tfila, but Dafka, in this week's parasha, says the Zayar, the whole lumdus behind in Kabbalah, why? You're not mafsek b'gula l'tfila. What's very nice is that the end of the parasha deals with Yishmael. And Chazal say that Yishmael means that Hashem will listen to our tfilos at the end of time. But Yishmael, that Hashem will listen to our tfilos. And it goes very nicely that we should end that way, because Chazal say that anybody who soymech gula l'tvila, that Hashem will answer his tefillas. That's called Yishmael. And the very last word in the parasha says, al pnei kol achav nafal. And you could perhaps say that that's a remez to nefilas apayim, which you do after Shmona Esrei. You have Kriya Shema, you have tefila, and then you have nefilas apayim, which is tachanun, which is immediately after that. And as soon as that happens, so you begin this, the coming expression, Eile todus Yitzhak ben Avraham. Avraham holy this Yitzhak. Then all the Yeshuas come. Eile todus Yitzhak. And in fact, Chazal say in the Gemara, that I think it was Rabbi Zeira, that one of the Amoraim saw Rabbi Zeira was smiling. He had a very big smile after davening. He says, why are you smiling so much? He says the whole day he had a big smile on his face, and he said, "You know why I'm smiling so much? Because I was sinach gula l'tfila today. That's why I have this smile plastered on my face the whole day, because I was sinach gula l'tfila." Now, we don't know what pshat that is, and why that should be, but it's merumis too, and that's the pshat. That when you do the beginning of Chai Sara, which is Kriya Shema, and the end of Chai Sara, which is Tfila, and you have the Tfila Sapaim, so Eila told us Yitzchak. What's the lashon of Yitzchak? Tzchok. Eh? That's the laughter. So Eila told us Yitzchak. The tolda of that, of this Kriya Shema and Tfila, is Yitzchak, is the Tzchok of Yitzchak, which is that laugh of Rabbi Zeira, of the Gemara, that the whole day he was so happy because he was saying that Kulu Tfila. We'll just share one more ma'isa, and then we'll say there's one last thing to be said. Again, we'll do things b'hadraga here, but one of the things that should be said is the Ribon Ha'ilamim, and then at the very end of this Seder there's a tefillah from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says to say this tefillah on Motzei Shabbos, that we ask Hashem to open up all the gates. So we'll share, I want to just share one more ma'isa. I think there's a limud here, and then we'll say Ribon Ha'ilamim, maybe we'll tell one story about the Baal Shem, and then we'll bench, and then we'll sing it again. There's a ma'aseh here with Rav Yechezkel from Kashmir, that he had a chassid for a very long time. He couldn't have children, and he came to the Rebbe from Kashmir, and he said to him, "He said, Rebbe, I've come to you so many times, and I haven't had a Yeshua. So he says, Rebbe says, I don't know. All of a sudden, another guy came in who the Rebbe had never seen before, and he says, Rebbe, can I have a Yeshua for a child? He says, yeah. He says, the guy had a child. So he said, complain to the Rebbe, the chassid. And he said, this guy, you give me a shoe right away, but I have to keep coming to you, coming, nothing happens. So this is what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe says, it says in the Parsha, this week's Parsha, Vayosef Avram Vayikach Ishmo Shema Keturah. That Avram, he took another wife called Keturah, and they had a lot of children. Ves Yoktan, Ves, who was that? Baltila. Yoktan, and this one, and that one, all these funny names there. So the Rebbe said to him, says, to bring children like Yachtan and Shmachtan into the world doesn't take a big deal. But to bring children like Yitzchak into the world, it takes a very long time. Eventually the guy had a Yeshua, and he had a wonderful, wonderful child. But that was the lesson he told. If you want quick fixes, so I can give quick fixes like this. But big things take a lot of time before they happen. So it just teaches us to have patience. That when big things are cooking, so we have to know that it takes time. But the way that it works in this world and the higher worlds is the way it works in this world as well also. We'll say Ribon Ha'ilamim. It's the very last piece of mine here which we have. Ribon Ha'ilamim Avarachami Vasicha V'simin Tzayim V'mazot V'vachelin V'es Sheish Yisamiya Ma'i Samen Glesir L'sham Leim Chasicha M'kochit V'fesh Samen Yukum Mikulov V'yashma V'reshah.